Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Dr. Pam Peek, founder of the Peak Performance Center, and Michelle King Robson, founder of EmpowHer.com, cut through the confusion to discuss all things her. This is Her Radio on Radio MD.
I'm Dr. Pam Peek. Wow, our segment is about something quite fascinating, and that is, what is an asexual marriage? What is asexuality? I just personally find this to be really, really interesting. And we have with us an expert, Dr. Beth Hoffman, who has both a master's in public health and a PhD, an associate professor in public health department and a special assistant to the president for Los Angeles-based curriculum at Cal State LA. Hey, Beth, welcome to Her Radio. Wow, what an interesting topic we're going to have today. Tell me why you found this to be so interesting.
Well, I'm interested in various aspects of sex and sexuality. I've been, I also study transgender populations as well. So when I learned about asexual populations, I was very interested in learning how all of these various populations fit on the spectrum, because I do feel that sexuality is a spectrum, or probably several spectrums, and the realm of what's normal is actually a lot wider than most people think it is.
What do you mean by that?
Well, it's just, we tend to think of normal, right? We tend to have a certain definition in our head of what normal sex is. And if you ask most people what's normal sex, they'll tell you one man, one woman, in a married relationship, having missionary position sex on a bed with the lights out.
And oh, I'm snoring already. Boring.
Right.
No, but
right.
Yeah. So I see what you see by spectrum. In other words, there are many, many possibilities here. And so define what it means, you know, to be asexual, since we're talking about that on this segment.
Exactly. So, I mean, if we're going to talk about asexual, we need to talk about what sexual is a little bit, right? So let's break that into two components. There's sexual attraction and sex drive, right? So whether you're attracted to a lot of people, your sexual attraction, and then how big a sex drive do you have? Do you want a lot of sex? Do you want a little bit of sex? So most of us can think of sex drive, at least, and possibly sexual attraction, as a spectrum, right? We all know that couple where one person wants sex more than the other person. So similarly, you can think of people who are sexually attracted to many other people and others who are attracted to fewer. On the other end of the spectrum, though, on the far end, you have the asexual people who have either little or no sex drive or little or no sexual attraction to other people. So there are various categories within asexual, and we'll get into that a little bit, but this is the most basic definition.
Excellent. And so, you know, I think a lot of people who feel this, you know, asexuality and not really, you know, a strong drive to have, you know, sexual intercourse, and instead just really enjoy the other person's company and companionship and the richness of the relationship. You know, I know that a lot of people who felt that way, you know, have come to me as a physician and said, I feel abnormal, like someone ought to give me a medicine to kind of ramp things up, or, you know, I need to be much more normal. So I think a lot of people are scratching their heads saying, you know, am I okay? Is this all right?
Oh, exactly. And a lot of the issues around people feeling they're normal is, again, because we have these such strong definitions of what normal is in our society. So asexuality in itself is not a disorder. It's nothing abnormal and it's nothing wrong. Where someone may need help, though, is dealing with the feelings they have as far as the social rejection, the social marginalization, the feelings that there is something wrong. So, however, someone who's asexual doesn't necessarily need any help with their asexuality.
Okay, so how is an asexual marriage, then, different than just like a friendship, for all intent and purposes?
Right.
I mean, what is it?
Well, it's a marriage like any other without the component of sex. I mean, people get married for many different reasons, right? So part of that is for the companionship, to make a commitment, to have children, and, you know, for the various legal and social benefits of being married. So we tend to connect sex and marriage. That's another social norm we have in our society, is that, you know, if you're married, there's going to be sex, to the extent that we have honeymoon suites and we have the concept of saving oneself for marriage. But as long as both people in the marriage are in agreement, then sex does not have to be the central characteristic of that marriage.
So, in other words, in an asexual marriage, you therefore would need two asexual people.
Possibly.
Yes,
and
no?
Not necessarily. I mean, there are marriages where one partner is asexual or grows to realize over time that they're asexual. There are people who have sex because that's what they have been told they should do or that they should like sex. And then over time they realize, nope, it's just not my thing. There are other times when people who are both asexuals go wide open into an asexual marriage. So just because someone's asexual doesn't mean that they won't have sex.
How do you find another person who's asexual? I'm just thinking, you know, like the Match.com thing. You know, like, how do you, I mean, how do you do that?
Well, we live in this wonderful age where basically almost any sexual interest or non-interest, people can find each other online. So there are communities for asexuals, and they have meetups. So there's many people who meet friends through these. Some universities are starting to have groups where asexuals will be able to come together and meet each other and get support. So relationships can grow out of those venues.
That is wonderful news. It's just great to know people have something out there. Now, you talked about some categories of asexuality, gray sexuality, demisexual. What are these categories?
Yeah, because, and this again, just in the very top cert level of this, if you talk to people who are asexual and go into those communities, it gets so complicated. But two kind of general categories, gray asexual people or gray sexuality are people who do experience sexual attraction occasionally, but it's very rare. So they go through their lives assuming that they're not going to be sexually attracted to someone, and then if they do find it, it's just kind of like this big lightning bolt out of the blue. Demisexual people are those who will become sexually attracted to people, but only after forming an emotional relationship with those people. So these are not the people you are going to find doing the hookup in the club, because to them, the thought of hooking up with someone they don't know is completely outside of the realm of possibility for them.
So these people are not you know, how do you say it, flipping to the right for Tinder and on those apps and back and forth.
Right.
So you're not going to find them looking for a hookup. How?
Yeah, these are not
fascinating.
Your hookup. Yes.
Okay. All right. So what should someone do right now? They're listening. They're going, oh, my gosh, you know, I'm asexual. Who do they talk to? Where can they get help out there nationally?
There are help. I mean, there's a group on Facebook called ACEs you can check for. ACEs is the term people in the group are using as slang term. So ACEs, asexual. Can Google ACEs. You can look on Facebook. There are, you know, other organizations as well. So definitely check online, and you will find other people that are, you know, able to help you with your feelings around
right.
the issue.
And then, in addition, there should be therapists, counselors, anyone specialized in this? And how do you find people like that?
Again, only if you feel like you need help with coping. It's not that, you know, you can go to your doctor and they will can help, you know, check your hormone levels. And there are people who have hormone levels that are outside of the norm and can be then,
right.
you know, hormones can be adjusted. But if someone is truly asexual, it's not a matter of hormones. And in fact, you'll hear people who are asexual say, oh, my God, if one more person tells me to get my hormones checked. So
I love it. Oh, I love what you've been able to help us with, talking about asexuality. Everyone out there, we've been talking to Dr. Beth Hoffman, an expert in this field. I thank you so much for being on her radio. This has been a fascinating segment. I'm Dr. Pam Peek. Please like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter if you got a question. Go ahead and email us on askher@radiomd.com. Stay well.